Our car rental fleet has been sold off. The demand is spiking. Then the surge pricing means cars can be $400 a day. But what if you could rent out your car? There's an app called Car Next Door. Will Davies is CEO and founder of it. G'day, Will.
How you going?
This is like Airbnb for cars, presumably.
Yep, that's a good summary. Basically, our app lets people who've got cars list them on the platform, and then other people can rent them.
Why can't that happen now in Tasmania?
So Tasmania has a particular set of rules and regulations that were set up probably 20 or 30 years ago before anyone thought of the idea of someone renting another person their car. So it basically requires the person to be a fully fledged rental vehicle operator in order to be able to do it. And that, you know, there's this extra red tape and expense of doing that currently. But we're working with the Tasmanian government. I've been quite amazed, actually, when this rental shortage became apparent. We've been contacted by Tourism Tasmania, and also I reached out to the Tasmanian government. They've been very proactive at looking at ways of how we can reduce the regulation or change the regulations to suit, so that we can get people to be able to put their cars on the platform. So we're hoping to be able to do that in the next 2 days.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a speedy bit of legislation, really, but could solve a big problem. Now, I've been told there's other platforms. There's GoGet, for example. But do they have the same problems as you that they can't operate in Tasmania? And if these rules are changed, will there be a range of platforms that kick off?
Yeah, so GoGet's a bit different to us. GoGet own the vehicles. So that's a bit of a different proposition, whereas ours is just using people's vehicles that are already there. They're not in Tasmania at the moment. But no, we're not looking for any exclusivity there. If a number of other platforms want to start letting people offer their cars, they can do that.
And I think, you know, it's pretty amazing if they can change those regulations in that time. So certainly let us know when it happens. How does it work, and how do you make sure that people don't trash your car?
So basically how it works is an owner on our site, an owner would list their car on our site, then they'd set their price and availability, and then when a borrower comes to our site, we vet people carefully the first time, like make sure they're who they say they are and they're going to behave well. They can then search for a car, book it, and then how we're going to do it in Tasmania to get it going at the start is just the owner and the borrower just meet and exchange keys to do at the start and the end. We do 21,000 bookings in the month. We've done about 600,000 bookings in Australia since we launched, and there's about 200,000 people using it. So it's pretty tried and tested.
When you have a dispute between people, how many have you had, and what nature are they?
There's been, you know, like if you're doing 21,000 things a month, there's going to be disputes. Disputes. One in 200 trips, there'll be something that might happen, like a little bit of damage or some sort of issue. Mm. But it's quite a low number. Mm-hmm. And then we've just got systems and procedures that we do to arbitrate those disputes. That's part of what we do.
Okay, so you've got processes for that as well. I mean, that's just the important thing to understand. 17 past 7. Will Davies is CEO of Car Next Door, a ride-sharing app, or a car-sharing app, really, that might be one of the sort of ways we deal with this rental crisis in Tasmania, because most of the fleet got sold off and people are charging ridiculous amounts. In terms of charging for your car, is there a market price? Do you set a price? Or if rentals are $400, can I rent my car for $300?
Yeah, so
or 60.
I think, yeah, exactly. Well, the average car on our platform in regular times is $30 to $40 a day is what someone would rent their car out for. Mm. But I'm thinking in Tasmania, if someone was to list their car in Tasmania at the moment, given that the next rental car is, you know, I've heard $200 to $500 a day, I think that there is very good scope to be able to get a good price, like anywhere between, I don't know, $50 to $150 a day. But owners actually get to set their own pricing. So we provide the platform for them to do it, and then you know, you set your pricing yourself. We'll help people get guidance, but it's up to them.
Gosh, get your rego back in 10 days. All right. Well, interesting. We'll see how it goes, Will, and we'll just keep up to date with the news. Keep us posted.